Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Maya Kerr-Yoder from Iowa Mennonite School to talk about their service and learning term next week. This is part one of a two-part interview. First, could you just highlight a little bit on what the service and learning term program is?
The service and learning term, which we had formerly called interterm, but we changed the name to make it more understandable to new families, is what it sounds like. It's a term, a length of time, where we get to do experiential learning and also some acts of service. So we spend a week of school, and for some groups that travel farther, like my group that's going to Puerto Rico, it might be more than a week. Some of us leave on a weekend and get back on a weekend. And it can be local. There's some local groups. There's some traveling groups, and our goal is to have a really authentic sense of learning and service. And then our goals in that is that not only are our students performing these acts of service, but they're building community and learning a lot from the people we encounter in these communities. So often, if they are groups that travel, we encounter different cultures or just different ways of living and being in the world that we can learn from, and that's true even in our local groups, actually, too. Just meeting new communities, having that real-world, authentic learning, and then also, as a group, we grow in community as well, because, you know, whenever you work together on a project or have to travel with people or live with people for a week, you have to learn how to get along and build community. And then we also hope that it's a time where students and faculty can experience spiritual growth and personal growth. So as you know, Iowa Mennonite School is a Christian school, so every morning and every group starts out with a devotion and a centering time to really set us up for the knowledge and the experiences that we'll have that day. And we also reflect then in the evenings about what we're learning and experiencing together.
Can you tell me a little bit about where the students are actually going to be going or what they're going to be doing and kind of highlight some of the programs around this?
Yeah, I'm excited about all the groups, so it's going to be hard for me to pick just a few, but we've got four groups that are staying local, and they range from everything to experiencing cross-culture in our local community. So we know that in Kelowna, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, we have all different kinds of communities, and we can learn about different cultures here at home. So there's that group. We also have a group that is learning mechanics and car maintenance. So they're going to look at, they might be even taking apart an engine and doing oil changes for people and just learning what all goes into that. We have a group that's focused on the outdoors, on service work outside, and they'll be removing invasive plant species for camps, but also the Washington County Park Program. And then we have a Bloom Where You're Planted group that is focused on how can we serve here at home and what are some opportunities. So they'll be at Pleasant View, Home, and just a wide range of service organizations here. So the local is exciting, and then we also have groups traveling. So we're going to Illinois and Colorado and Jackson, Mississippi, and Goshen, Indiana, and then my group gets to go to Puerto Rico, which is very exciting. And in all of those, we have kind of different things we're focusing on. So,
can you tell me a little bit more about the groups that are going to be traveling and highlight what they're doing?
So the one in Illinois, they are going to be building solar panels at a camp called Camp Menno Haven. And so not only are they going to learn how to do that, but they'll be serving and have time in the outdoors as well in that camp setting. The group that's going to the Rocky Mountains in Colorado is also connecting with a camp there, but their focus is more on just kind of projects that the camp needs, service projects there, and also the renewal that comes with being outside and hiking, although it might be kind of cold, so I'm not sure how much hiking they'll get to do. The Jackson group in Jackson, Mississippi will make a stop in Memphis on the way to visit the National Civil Rights Museum and learn a lot about the civil rights movement. which applies then to the learning they'll be doing in Jackson, which is a lot. So that city is predominantly African American, and so just hearing experiences, and there are a lot of monuments and markers, important spots in the civil rights movement from Jackson. So they'll be connecting with a local church there, local Mennonite church, and then also some programs within the city. And then our team that's going to Indiana, it's a new one this year. So that it is a drama and music team, and they are putting together music and spoken word performance. So they'll have some scripture and a lot of skits and music, and they'll travel and perform.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Maya Kerr-Yoder from Iowa Mennonite School. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.